and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Dudok Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kong. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, the summer's officially in full swing. We're at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. A huge opening day Friday. On-track business on television. It really looks great. I was really kind of amazed and gratified to see the situation yesterday. Thought maybe they might have a little drop-off off the opening day, 21,000 and change. But, boy, that apron, the grandstand, it appeared jam-packed and some great racing to be had. We had a pick-six carryover going into yesterday of 80,000 and change due to a number of upsets on opening day, including a very talented horse who did upset Mr. AP, a horse by the name of Proletariat. Jeff Mullins and Kyle Frey teaming for victory in the traditional opening day feature, the Oceanside. And you got to believe it's on to the grade two, Del Mar Derby next at a mile and one-eighth on turf for Proletariat. He was very, very impressive. Yesterday, it was journalism overcoming a much troubled beginning. He's had his issues in the starting gate. You saw him starting to paw a little bit. He gets a little bit antsy. He's moving his head around. He's not standing, the way you want to see him stand. Anyway, he overcame it. Class prevailed. He was back in the mix around the first turn. And Umberto Rispoli back in action, rode with a lot of confidence. And, of course, a much publicized divorce when Rispoli was taken off of the aforementioned journalism last year. But Irad Ortiz was winless on him. Back to the West Coast yesterday, the connection said, hey, look, let's patch things up, get it back together, and they did. We'll have Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds joining us briefly at the top of the next hour to talk about journalism. Big news regarding the Pacific Classic came out kind of right in front of yesterday's San Diego Handicap. Bob Baffert announcing that Nisos, who, you know, you could certainly make a case, he looks like the second-best horse in the world, he's going to run August 22nd at Del Mar
in the Pacific Classic. So, boy, a lot to look forward to, a lot to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon, representing the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Dodgers-Yankees rained out last night at Yankee Stadium. Wet, sloppy, muddy at Saratoga and Monmouth and a lot of other places. What's it looking like this morning there in upstate New York?
Absolutely a beautiful day, Mike. It's in the low 70s, not an ounce of humidity in the air. They're on the grass today and everything back to normal, but yesterday was a mess. And it was a bigger mess at Monmouth in the Haskell, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, big upset there. Local star, Baby Vino, I think he's now a perfect 3-for-3 at Monmouth. He was ultra game inside Napoleon Solo there in that grade one Haskell. And it looked like Napoleon Solo was at least a third again bigger than Baby Vino, but he was all heart, all business yesterday at 28-1 in the Haskell.
And a lot of horses didn't show up. Further Ado,
yeah,
obviously didn't care for the track. The Puma was coming back off of a layoff. He didn't care for the track. None of these horses showed up. So listen, take nothing away from the top two finishers. They laid it down.
Yeah.
What was interesting is there was a foul claim. It would have been funny if they put Paco Lopez up.
Oh, yeah, right.
That wasn't going to happen.
No, no chance.
There was incidental contact, you know, down the lane.
Yeah.
They were banging it off of each other, but the track was sloppy, and they let them go, and that's the way it should be.
And you know, Napoleon Solo looked like maybe he initiated it. Yes, the winner did come out a little bit late there. I'm glad they left that alone, and I'm glad they left the minors alone later on at Del Mar in the San Diego Handicap as well. John, so much to talk about. I wanted to talk about a horse, a Godolphin homebred that ran on the undercard yesterday at Monmouth, and everybody coming out of races yesterday there and at Saratoga, you know, you're going to have questions next time because they did run on very much off, wet, sloppy tracks. But a horse that Flavion Pratt rode for Bill Mott by the name of Knightsbridge, I mean, to me, he was ultra impressive in taking the Monmouth Cup. I got to believe they're thinking big things this morning with him.
Well, the track, I think, certainly had something to do with it. It was
right.
A short field. Speed was definitely the way to go yesterday. Everyone questioned whether that horse could go the distance. He's related to a horse named Speaker's Corner that Bill Mott used to train. That was also terrific, but he was terrific around one turn. If everybody remembers, he ran against Flightline, and Flightline just broke his heart one day at the Gulfstream, I believe. That's where the race was. So they never thought of trying this horse two turns, but they tried this one two turns. And listen, it could have been the track. It could have been, you know, the surface and speed was gold and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Pratt gave him a terrific ride, but he put him on the lead. And listen, the Safi Joseph horse in the race, it's slipping my mind, was the favorite, actually, in the
Skippy,
race.
Skippy, right?
Right, Skippy, and he didn't care for the track at all.
Skippy Longstocking.
So again,
yeah,
some horses liked it, some horses didn't, and that's just the track. That's what's going to happen on off tracks.
Yeah,
and not every off track is different. They're not all the same. You know, people think, oh, this horse loves the water. Yeah, well, not all the time, but listen, a lot of times it's like that. But every off track is different, and he obviously took to it yesterday. If he ever runs back to that race, well, he's a serious horse.
Huh. Is he ever? Like I say, they got to be thinking big this morning with him. We mentioned Bob Baffert announcing that it's full steam ahead. Nisos comes to the Pacific Classic August 22nd. He teamed up with Flavion Pratt yesterday back at Monmouth and the Molly Pitcher. Gate to Wire with Splendora, much the best yesterday, John.
Another wire-to-wire winner at Monmouth, another one that took to the track, and Pratt had a good day going to Monmouth yesterday.
Yes, indeed he did. John, your thoughts on journalism. I got a text from Brad Free, who's going to be joining us top of the next hour, as is Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. But he said journalism in a better-than-looked effort due to all the trouble. He outclassed the field. He got an 89 buyer speed fig yesterday in taking the San Diego, John.
Well, I think Brad Free's 100% right. That performance was a lot better than he got for the figure. You know, the number may
right.
not come up as strong, but listen, he got off poorly, but that's no big deal because that's his running style. truth of the matter is, Mike, who was in the race? It was down to a five-horse field after the two late scratches. Then you had Miramati, who hasn't been out since last July. You had Iron Man Cal, who's never run on dirt. So, you know, what was he really beating? The bottom line is he got the job done. Yeah. He's a really nice horse. And I just feel bad for Rispoli, to tell you the truth. After he got left, I'm sure he's looking over his shoulder. Now they're going to complain about the ride and everything else. You know, it's like a pitcher on the mound, and he's looking, and it got seven guys warming up in the bullpen. Can't wait to get this guy out of there. Well, that's kind of the way I felt for Rispoli yesterday. You know, listen, no matter what, it's still in the back of his mind. They took him off the horse once. I'm glad they put him back on. You know, I believe in karma and things like that. And again, he didn't do anything wrong. The horse got left, and it's amazing. He has gait problems, and a horse named Baeza has gait problems.
Right.
And these are two nice horses, you know, and they got to learn, well, you know, you just get bad habits or whatever it is. I'm sure McCarthy and I'm sure Bill Mott with Baeza have been, you know, schooling him at the gate. But what does it mean when the game time shows up? If they continue doing this, they're just up against it.
Well, you could kind of see, you know, I think it was Scotty Hazleton. He got a hold of Aaron Wellman coming out of the tunnel right after the race. And a lot of people, they watch the races on the big screen down there. You know, it's so much easier. But with that incident at the starting gate, the look on Aaron's face, even though they won, it was like, oh, man, I hope everything's all right. You know, three grade one wins last year, Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, Haskell. But he hadn't won in a year, less a day, I think it was, since last year's Haskell. Got to be a big, big sense of relief for the connections.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's good for the horse. Believe me, horses know when they win.
100%, John. 100%.
They get confidence back.
Yep.
And, you know, and again, and the great thing about this horse is he never ducked anybody. Last year, he showed up at every single big race.
Yeah.
And you got to give the connections a lot of credit for that, Mike. It's easy to duck horses, you know, but that, and I honestly thought they were a little crazy, but they didn't miss a beat. They showed up at every race. You have to give them credit for that.
I do. And to me, the horse, it solidified it even more yesterday. Granted, hey, it wasn't a grade one field. But, John, the horse shows up. Does he always win? No. Is he better than Sovereignty? No, it sure doesn't look like it. Forever Young? No. But he fires, you know, and it's got to be good to get that win back in him. And now we'll see where they're going to go. I know they have options. I'm going to try and pin Aaron down top of the hour. I got to believe they want to stay home. And, you know, if Nisos comes, he comes. To me, you run out of your own stall and roll the dice.
It certainly makes sense, Mike. And listen, the horse likes that track. He runs well there. And like you said, he shows up every time. Yeah, he's not going to beat all these horses all the time. Yesterday, he was supposed to win. He won. And you got to just give him credit for it.
Hey, John, I got Tony Alavato from Naira Betts standing by. He's on deck. It was a really great thing they were able to pull off opening day at Del Mar. You know, they were able to send Todd Schrupp and, of course, Simon Bray's already on scene at Del Mar to give the opening day Del Mar card, a lot more exposure on Fox Sports. We can't get enough exposure now. But one thing that's come out in the last couple of days, which I did not realize, John, we've talked a lot about the CAW situation. Del Mar took the move last year. It took maybe a week or so, but they've cut off the win betting with 2 minutes to post. So we're not seeing the radical odd shifts, which has eliminated a lot of the angst with a G. It's still going on with the exotic wagers. But one thing I learned yesterday, I forget who it might have been, Mike Joyce said it, that the CAW players, they're tending to stay away from the higher increment bets, John. The $3 pick threes, the $5 late doubles, which Santa Anita Del Mar, they're going with this low 15% takeout. The CAW players, the computer people, they want those 50-cent bets, the $1 stuff, where they can just play a multitude, tens of thousands of combinations. So to me, it's another reason to get on the higher increment bandwagon. People who say, well, I can't cover as many horses. Yeah, we know that. That's the idea. You got to do the handicapping and try and get lucky, and you're going to get a better payoff, John.
You get rewarded when you're right, Mike, and that's the name of the game. You want value. What, you know, again, the CAW, I promise you, is alive and well at all these tracks. Look at the horizontals. Yesterday, yeah, there was some double that John Lindo texted to me. It was like $87, and the parlay was over $200. So we know they're still playing. By keeping them out of the win bets, at least it's not as obvious.
You not know, in your face. Yeah.
Right. They don't stick it in your face like they did at Churchill on Derby Day with that horse, whatever it was, that went from 14 to 1 to 9 to 2. You know, and all of a sudden, that becomes the talk of Derby Day. Well,
which is the last thing we need. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, listen, Tony's standing by. He's got a big day in front of him. A lot of broadcast time to, I don't want to say kill, but they got to handle it. John, can we make some money at Saratoga Racecourse today?
Yes, Mike. Let's look at the fourth race today. It's a flat mile on the main track, and I like the number 8 horse in here, Sparkling Mama. I like the rider switch to Flavian Pratt. Dominic Schettino, the trainer's been really on fire the last month. This horse draws a good outside box going that one turn mile, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Sparkling Mama, wins today's fourth race at Saratoga.
Okay, JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections.
Can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show. We'll bring you out to Del Mar. Really looking forward to it. 11 races in our feature race, the Restricted Wicker. That goes as the 9th. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. As advertised now, we're joined by Tony Olivato, President Naira Betts, Chief Revenue Officer for the New York Racing Association. Tony, I know you're busy. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Mike. Always great to hear your show and hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. Listen, a lot of questions. People, you know, let's face it, man. After Keeneland, the Breeders' Cup, FanDuel's going away. The CTBA stepped up. I talked with Frank Miramati a little bit, and he said Doug Burge was actually interviewed apparently at Del Mar on Friday. The CTBA stepped up with some sponsorship to help make your thing go with the Fox Sports deal, promoting opening day at Del Mar with both Todd Trupp and Simon Bray on site. Hats off to you for that. Can we expect any more of the same down the line, Tony?
Yeah, first of all, you know, thanks to Doug and the CTVA because, as you know, all this television coverage does cost money, and it's got to come from somewhere. So we appreciate all our sponsors, but the CTVA jumping in like they did to help get that show on the air was a really big
super
deal.
So yeah,
we're looking to do more. You know, we're hoping to do one more show at Del Mar this summer, and then, you know, we're working towards potentially having a bigger deal with them in the future. So, you know, a lot of talk early on, Mike, with everything that, you know, was going on with FanDuel's announcement, and a lot of people reached out and said, hey, it's gotten kind of quiet. Does this mean things, you know, that everything's dead? But it's not. It's far from dead. The industry has rallied behind the scenes, and, you know, we just don't want to come out on a regular basis with announcements until we have really something that's solid. But I'll just say this, you know, Del Mar is an example of a step in the right direction and where we're trying to go with Fox. And Fox is 100% committed to horse racing. They're looking to do more, not less. They're looking to do premium content, which, as you know, the tracks that you cover fall into that category.
Okay, and Tony, along with that, I want to ask you a general question. You're in touch with players, I am as well, you and I, for decades now. And there's a lot of bitching, and no matter what, it's the nature of the business. Hey, I mute that, blah, blah, blah. That guy, he done. Let me ask you this, Tony. In your opinion, how important, and I know what you're going to say, how important is broadcast talent to selling our game? And you've got an incredible roster. I'm gonna leave some people out, but you got guys like Tom Amos, Andy Serling, Richie Migliori, Lafitte, Greg Wolf, and so on. How important is talent to the overall enterprise?
Anybody who thinks that talent doesn't matter, you know, oh, it's, you know, I hit the mute button, I don't need sound, they're absolutely lost, because that's a very small minority that's really vocal on social media.
Yes, they are.
You know, let me tell you something. Go try and watch a football game for 3 hours with the sound off, and it doesn't work. So We're all going to have announcers that we love and hate and some that we don't care about. The most important thing is you have an opinion. I'd actually prefer that you hate one of our commentators and have no opinion of a commentator. So you're going to have people that you love and hate. But at the end of the day, nobody is going to watch a program for a long period of time without commentators. It's basic television. Mike, you've been in the industry. It's a complete no-brainer. So, and you know what? There was this column that was written a week or so ago about the nighttime signals that are on FanDuel TV, and they have taken a massive hit in handle since the commentators went away. So the programming's still on, but the numbers are not supporting any theory that the talent doesn't matter.
I am so glad you mentioned that, and I hate that that's the story. That is the reality. I know Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos, he saw this before it happened. Look, we got to try and do something to get our people on and talking about our product, not just a music bed leading in. When you've got the talent on, and they've got a couple of great guys at night, Jose Contreras and Ulysses Gomez, I'm kind of captivated by it, Tony. I'm telling you, it gets me going, and it's making me want to get involved. This is really a huge problem. I mean, when you talk about this window of FanDuel going away at the end of the year, and then the prospect of not having talent, you know, with these various signals, it's scary, man.
Well, and you know, look, Mike, so for someone like you, someone like me, who we've been handicapping our whole life, I don't need picks, right? I don't need someone to give me a pick, but I do. But put yourself in a position if you're watching a track that maybe you don't necessarily follow all the time. And now you've got people who are on the ground there that can tell you how the track plays, who the trainer jockey combos, things that you maybe don't have the time to do all the work that these guys are doing. So it's the information that's important that's being delivered. Look, every one of our shows, we have three rules, right? The goals of our shows are to inform, educate, and entertain. So inform. Just give people the odds. Make sure you show them the post-play. Make sure that you're not missing what people need to make a bet, whether you're the most hardcore bettor or someone's just starting out. Educate. When I say educate, like, I'm still learning. Like, I've been in the sport for 30-plus years, and when Maggie Wolfendale's in the paddock and she's telling me something about the way a horse's hoof is and how this horse is going to be better on the turf instead of the dirt, I still can learn. So we all can learn. And so it's about educating. It's not about making it horse racing for dummies, but making it so that you feel like you're smarter when you're watching Fox than the guy that's not watching. And the last thing is the most important thing, and it falls into where your first question came from, Mike, entertainment. At the end of the day, it's television. You've got to entertain
100%.
People. 100%. And so that's the goals of all our shows. So, yes, you need the talent. And look, for me, like, when you talk about Los Alamitos, you know, which is a quarter horse track, and you talk about harness, it's very important for tracks like that, because I don't know a lot about harness racing and quarter, and you know a lot more about quarter horse racing than I do, Mike. But I rely on that expertise to help me if I want to bet on those races and I'm watching. So imagine if you're a soccer fan right now that's been watching the World Cup and you tune in to Fox. You better believe they're going to want to expect to hear announcers, and they're going to want to hear opinions, and they're going to hear experts. And we are seeing that. I mean, we had 1.2 million viewers tune in to FS1 for our closing day of Aqueduct. That's a record audience for us on FS1. 1.2 million for
Tony,
Aqueduct.
You guys, I texted you, man. That was awesome television. That was absolutely incredible television, the finale there at Aqueduct. It really was.
Yeah, well, that's a credit to, you know, Eric Donovan, who runs our TV team, and the crew. These guys make me look good, so thanks for the compliment. But the team is unbelievable, and it was great television. I mean, I watched the show, to me, as a viewer and a fan, and it was really a lot of fun. And it was, you know, it could have been, someone said it could have been a funeral, and instead it was a celebration. And that was great about it. So, but, you know, look, imagine if we're just showing the races that day. You think we've got 1.2 million people watching?
No.
No chance.
No chance. All right, the softballs are out of the way, Tony. I'm going to get right to it. I'm told that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, looking ahead to the next year and so on. and you're right in the thick of it, Tony. Come on, what can you tell us?
I will tell you this, Mike. In the next couple weeks, the next time I come on your show, there will be at least two tracks that have signed on to be on Fox next year. Two major tracks. How's that?
That is huge. That is fantastic. Man, that's great news, Tony. We'll hold you to that. Last thing, I know you like to get to Vegas. You used to hook up there at Caesars with Vinny Malaiulo and whatnot. He's at the South Point now. If you're heading over there anytime soon, wager a couple of dollars, Tony, if you're so inclined, a future book bet for the Breeders' Cup Classic on a horse named Knightsbridge. John White just texted me. Knightsbridge got a 122 buyer in
wow.
in winning yesterday's Grade 3 Monmouth Cup at a mile and one-eighth, Tony. So I would
amazing.
Suggest you follow up maybe with a couple of dollars there.
There you go. Breeders' Cup mile, dirt.
I think they might be thinking bigger than that. I know there was concerns about distance limitations. Breeders' Cup mile dirt is going to be a short number, right?
Yeah, you would think, right?
Take a shot for the classic, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I'm definitely, you know me, I've never been able to resist a good future book that, Mike.
Hey, Tony, thanks so much. Any quick thumbnail on what we can look forward to today from Saratoga vis-a-vis Naira Betts?
You know, I think that, you know, the meet's been going great. The fans have really rallied around the guardrails that we've put in place. I heard you talking about CAW, and, you know, we've seen an uptick in what we call retail handle, which is the normal players. And so everything's going well, and it's, you know, it's been, you know, we had the incident early on, but it's been a safe meet, and people are having fun. We had bad weather yesterday, but it's a beautiful day today, and
yeah.
It's going to be a great day of racing.
And hopefully no more beefs regarding distances for races for two-year-olds and so on. That was not good last Sunday, but that's in the rearview mirror. Tony Olivato,
yeah.
Thanks for taking time, man.
Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back strong with John Lindo, going to be joining us from Carlsbad. And got a big night with trials ahead at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Don't forget, Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. Big win from journalism in yesterday's San Diego Handicap. Brad Free, Daily Racing Form, both those guys. Top of the next hour. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and one of my sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A, making things happen. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch on air here on AM 830 with Thoroughbred LA every Saturday from 9 to 10, along with Bob Ike and company. Hey, John, good morning. How's it going at Del Mar?
Good morning, Mike. It's been fun. The field sizes are good. The crowd sizes are good. The handle is good. And the weather is humid, but it's good. So no complaints.
The racing, there's been upsets and so on. But you know what? That's what you get when you have full, deep, competitive fields. And they're so sorely lacking in this day and age nationwide. John, let's get right to the cowbred situation, man. We've got a California-based sire off to a tremendous start at this meet, Pavel, owned by Paul and Zilla Redham. They had a homebred by the name of Net Par, who was off poorly in his debut back on June 14th at Santa Anita. Boy, he broke running yesterday on Juan Hernandez, one of Juan's four wins on the day, and he looks like a freak. A two-year-old colt by Pavel out of the Scat Daddy Merit of Feta. Net Par, winner of yesterday's sixth race at 3-5. He's going to be the cowbred of the week, John. How impressed were you?
Oh, he was terrific. It was game over. The gates opened. He was two lengths in front.
Over.
That was that.
Done.
And he just kept extending from there. And, Mike, you talk about that sire, Pavel. Second race yesterday, number five, Tashi, a first-time starter by Pavel for the same connections for Redham Racing. So Yeah, he has quietly really established himself. And, you know, Redham Racing has been looking for a sire to take the place of Square Eddie. It looks like they may have found one.
Yeah, Pavel, a son of Creative Cause. Man, off to a great start. This is one running son of a gun. It's going to be interesting to see where they go next with him. But, you know, you like to stay with Calbreds as best you can, but they might start thinking big. Who knows? We'll find out, John.
Well, you got another one in today if you're keeping an eye. In the second race today, a first-time starter, number 5, Phone Booth by Pavel. He's a full brother to Pavlovian, who won the Sunland Derby. So we'll see how he does. You know, 5 furlongs might be a little bit short, but yeah. From what I understand, he's training well for his debut.
And they get Umberto Rispoli, Umberto Rispoli up for Doug O'Neill with this very well-related first-time starter, Phone Booth, in today's second race. Speaking of the cowbred situation, Legacy Ranch, John, I heard you say it yesterday, and I echo your sentiments. Anybody with young horses, whatever, if you've got yearlings somewhere and weanlings, they're going to be broke here in a couple of months. They're going to be weaned, rather, in a couple of months. Think about getting them up to Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. John, I always encourage people, go to the website, see for yourself, an absolutely immaculate facility. And you got a guy by the name of Terry Knight driving the bus up there. Tremendous trainer, both quarter horses and thoroughbreds. His dad, Shay Knight, was an outstanding trainer. I knew him with both breeds. Terry, very, very accomplished in his own right. Multiple graded stakes winners. Take a look at the website. All of their young horses, John, when they lead them over there, they stand in the gate, they walk through it before they go about their morning business. It's just a great farm with an outstanding stallion roster as well.
It's really, really good. Richard Tedesco was in charge of putting all that in, and when they redid it about a year and a half ago, and it's a really good, safe surface. You got a top horseman running the show, and, you know, you're going to get a horse out of there. They're not going to come into the track until they're ready to come into the track, and that's what you want. You want to get all the bugs out of the system and make sure they're ready to go. And Terry Knight's the right guy for that. It's a terrific place. And, you know, don't just go to the website. Get Terry Knight a call and go up there and visit the facility. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, and that number on Terry Knight, and I'm trying to come up with it right now, John, is Luckwood. Here we go. 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. I would suggest sending him a text in advance, explain who you are and everything, maybe what you've got, a couple of mares, babies, whatever, and, you know, what your thoughts are, and have a chat. You know, it's just a great place to send your young horses.
Absolutely. You'll get a finished product coming out of there, and when you see the pastures of the mares get to live their lives in, and all they've got a great food source out there. It's done the right way, Mike. That's the important thing.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of Legacy Ranch, Craig Lewis, Del Mar's leading trainer for maybe 25 minutes on opening day. He took the opener with the son of Clubhouse Ride on opening day, and, of course, Clubhouse Ride, perennial leading stallion here in California. Was that opening day or yesterday, John?
Yeah, I think it was opening day. I know. It becomes a blur after a little while.
It does, and I'm trying to find the horse, and I'll be damned if I can find it. I thought it was in the first race, but it was a little bit later. So anyway, there you go.
I'll find it while you're talking, but I can't remember either. Like I say, we had 11 yesterday, 10 opening day. it kind of runs together.
And then Los Al doesn't start till about 7:40 at night. I mean, it makes for a long day. It really does. But, boy, when you're doing something you like, time flies, you know.
It's great. And we're seeing a lot of people down here. Like I said, the crowd sizes have been terrific. And you know, you get that buzz and the feeling of being at the track and you hear the noise of the crowd turning for home. It's what we remember and what we enjoy so much.
And John, yes, it was yesterday's first race. Craig Lewis was special club. Juan Hernandez. So, he wasn't leading trainer. Sometimes when you win the first race of a meet, you can kind of brag about that for 25 minutes or so. But anyway, John, let's talk about what's going on today at Del Mar. And I know Steve Johnson anxious to get people involved. They want to play Del Mar Saratoga. Monmouth, anywhere in the country. Get involved early with the NFL. Get up to the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Call them toll-free at 866-780-7223. Tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA, John.
Absolutely. And, you know, they've got the World Cup final soccer today. You got baseball going on. It'll be, before we know it, football season will be here. So yeah. You know, make your reservations out there now. Give Steve Johnson a call. Find out how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse player rate.
John, how about a best bet for radio?
Let's go to race 5 at Del Mar today. In the 5th race, number 4, Tribalism. I like the maiden win coming off the layoff at Santa Anita. He was actually being considered for the Oceanside opening day. They offered this allowance race instead. You got Michael McCarthy training, who's already won 4 races at the meet. You got Juan Hernandez riding. He won 4 races yesterday.
Yep.
Connections are hot. This is a horse that's going to improve. 8-1 on the morning line, number 4, Tribalism, race number 5 at Del Mar.
I don't think we're going to get 8-1. Brad Freeze got this horse as his best bet in daily racing for him as well, John. So between the two of you, you're going to kill the prize.
Let's just cash a ticket.
Right. And, John, anybody gets us to the South Point, they can catch the Lindo Report there free of charge.
Yeah, I've got Del Mar every day, and as different big events around the country come up, we'll look at those as well. You know, whatever the horse players have the interest in, we'll try and do for them.
Okay, thanks so much, John. Take care and good luck.
Good luck today.
Okay, let's get down to Catella right now. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. We mentioned they start today at 7:40 p.m., 8 races, and the pick six went down last night, so $10,000 goes into that pick six pool. It's the traditional $2 pick six. And that'll be races 3 through 8. Orlando, good morning. Boy, a late message last night about 12:30. These are marathon days when Del Mar starts.
No doubt about it, Mike. It was a bit of a late finish, a late start. But all in all, solid card at Los Alamitos. Our handle numbers have remained solid, even though we're not getting the same type of exposure on FanDuel when you compare it to the same Saturday a year ago, basically identical. We actually had the same amount of horses compared to last year on that same night. So all in all, you know, promising start. We're still going to do more work on that, on our broadcast, on what we're showing, both on losalamitos.com and on YouTube. So, but a good example last night that, you know, we're still going strong.
Hey, listen, Orlando, I'm watching a lot on RTN, Racetrack Television Network, and if you just take the California tracks, it's only $5 a month. I get them all, every single track in the country, Europe as well, $15 a month. I mean, it's very inexpensive, but encourage folks to do that. You get the track feed, everything that goes on. Good news from last night, an old friend, Jaime Gomez, had the fastest qualifier last night. Tell us about it.
And a special victory as well for Jaime Gomez. He saddled a horse by the name of Tape Blanco in a very, very solid victory from gate to wire. The filly ends up winning the race by a half a length, and her posted the fastest time of the trials, 18.08 at 350 yards. So she moves on as the top qualifier to the 350-yard final of the John Deere California Juvenile. That will be on August the 8th. If she goes on to win that, then she gets a ticket to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, for a Grade 2 event. So a good start there for Cape Blanco on the barn of trainer Jaime Gomez. He just got this runner. But even more special for him, this was his 1,460th career victory at Los Alamitos with a quarter horse, and that ties him for fifth place all time at the Orange County Oval. And, of course, like you mentioned, he's been there at Los Alamitos for a long, long time. He started there as a groom, I believe, in the late 1970s. And now he has to be our longest 10-year conditioner at Los Alamitos. He's just a special horseman there for Los Al and someone that's been part of the Los Al family for a long, long time.
Jaime Gomez is horse racing. I'll just put it to you that way. If you think you're having a bad day, go look up Jaime and you're going to feel a little bit better when you come away because he's always up. He's lighthearted. He's the kind of guy you want to be around, and good on him. You know, you were telling me he's your all-time leader now among active trainers.
No, not the all-time leader. I mean, we still got Paul Jones going strong, even Charles Tree still going strong, but no doubt about it, Jaime has been there the longest, and now he's a top 5 all-time trainer at Los Alamitos with quarter horses after that victory.
Okay, you got a really neat horse going postward in the 4th tonight. looking for his 20th win at 1,000 yards. Tell us about this horse.
Yeah, this is in race number 4, and that's number 5, Project Leader, who's pretty much become a 1,000-yard specialist at Los Alamitos. He's going for he's won 25 races in his career. Most of them have been at Los Al, but 19 of them have been at this distance, 1,000 yards, and now he's going for his 20th. No horse at Los Al has won as many races at 1,000 yards as Project Leader. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's lost a little bit of a step from the early days when he was just the dominant force at this distance. But he's still 9-5 on the morning line for Ed Burgard, and still has a big, big shot to pick up his 20th win at 1,000 yards. He'll be going against a horse by the name of Mischief River, who has who's a sixth-place horse during the daytime meets, during the daytime. And he's going to be very, very strong. He's looking to bounce back after a bit of a disappointing race in one of our 1,000-yard summer finals. So Mischief River at 8-5, Project Leader at 9-5. Those are the two big names in this 1,000-yard feature. And Project Leader looking to add that 20th career win at 1,000 yards, Mike.
Again, 8 races tonight, Orlando. Who's your best bet?
I'm going to go to race 6 in number 4, Emperador Felix, for trainer Jesus Nunez. This horse has been facing some solid runners. Last out, he hit the gate as he was leaving, and that kind of caused him to go a little crooked, and just kind of one of those races that you throw away. He's been drawing the outside post, now gets into the middle of the track. I think that will help him a lot better. Like I mentioned, the horses that he's been facing have been very tough, but at 3-1 in race 6, I'm going to give him a shot, number 4, Emperador Felix. And just one quick note, in race number 7, the number 1 horse, Rose Bowl, 8-1, he would be my long shot pick of the night. And what's special about Rose Bowl, the mother, Remember Me Rose, one of the legendary all-time broodmares, this, if Rose Bowl happens to win, she would become her 100th winner produced by Remember Me Rose.
Jeez.
So number 1, Rose Bowl, 8-1. Nice price play there in race 7, Mike.
Wow, out of a fairly good producing mare. Next Sunday, the California Breeder Champions Night, we'll be talking about that. Orlando, thank you so much for all the support. Appreciate it, and good luck tonight at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. Late on the break, we're going to take it coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts from Saratoga Racecourse. Don't forget, Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds, a big win by journalism yesterday in the San Diego Handicap. Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, top of the next hour.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Dudok Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred LA. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, you don't need your umbrella today, I'm told.
Absolutely not. It is a picture-perfect day up here in Saratoga. It's like 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, fast and firm. It's like yesterday never happened.
Good, and like last Sunday never happened. No more labor beefs, right? Everything's going to be copacetic.
Absolutely. Everybody's going to be copacetic here. We're going to have a great day of racing. And, we'll try to divert any of those issues.
I know, Matt, and far be it for me to pick a seven-day-old scab, but, boy, that was frustrating. Anyway, let's take a look at the 10-race card. Can we make some money somewhere?
I think so. Let's go to race number 9, which is the feature race, the quick call stakes, 5.5 on the outer turf course for 3-year-olds. Grade 3, and there's a ton of speed in this race. You have a couple of horses trying turf for the first time, but I landed on a big long shot. The number 6, Unwritten Rule, 12-1 for Tom Proctor, Jose Lescano up on the mound. This is a horse that really has not done anything wrong in its career, trying turf for the first time, but coming off a synthetic stakes victory at Gulfstream Park, going 5 furlongs, Son of Justify, and the second dam, one going 5.5 on the turf at Keeneland. So there's plenty of pedigree there. Also, some very snappy works over the turf course here at Saratoga, including a 58-2 bullet work. So, for me, unwritten rule is a horse that's got good speed, but has shown the ability to come from off the pace, sitting mid-pack or tracking, and I think it's just going to get the absolute right setup today with all that speed out in front. You want to look for closers on this outer turf course in these turf sprints.
And what do you think the conditions of the turf is going to be after all that rain yesterday, Matt?
Yeah, it's listed as good right now.
Okay.
And the track maintenance crew's done a phenomenal job, and I would imagine that I don't want to speak out of turn, but I would not be shocked if he actually gets upgraded throughout the day because it is really nice, breezy. It's perfect conditions to dry out throughout the day.
Race 9, Saratoga, goes 5:45 Eastern, and Matt DeSantis says, take a look at Tom Proctor, a Glen Hill Farm homebred by the name of Unwritten Rule, number 6, with Jose Lascano. Matt, it's always fun having you. Once again, how can we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com, download the Naira Bets app, use the promo code SPA200 for up to a $200 deposit match bonus. Make sure to opt in to our promotions that we have every day at tracks across the country.
Okay, thanks so much, Matt. We'll talk next week. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, we're past the top of the hour. We're going to step aside. Coming back strong with Aaron Wellman. Talk about journalism. What's next? Winner of yesterday's San Diego Handicap and a 3-time Grade 1 winner last year. He'll be followed by Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. A lot of shows straight ahead.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you.
The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And welcome back, everybody. Once again, a very pleasant good morning. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830, the home of Angels Baseball. This is Hour 2 Thoroughbred LA. We're going to get down right now to the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club and say hello to an old friend, a guy he heads up, Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, driving force with the big, big horse by the name of Journalism, winner of last year's Santa Anita Derby, Preakness, and Haskell Stakes, all Grade 1 events, and an impressive winner of yesterday's Grade 2 San Diego Handicap, overcoming a troubled start. Aaron Wellman, good morning. Thanks for taking time out for us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Aaron, your reaction when you were interviewed right after the race, I think Scotty Hazleton got you. You know, the horses were coming back to be unsaddled. After that trouble at the break, you were anything but ebullient, despite the fact, you know, you had won at a short price, but I know you were so concerned. I hope he's all right. How is he this morning there at Michael McCarthy's barn?
Yeah, he seems bright, alert, and plenty happy with himself. So I think the race was a little harder on the human connections than it was on the horse. Thanks.
Well, that's good news indeed, and that's quite often the case. You know, he's had his issues at the gate. By the way, Brad Free texted me. He's coming on right after you, Aaron. Originally, this horse was given an 89, much better than looked buyer. They've upgraded that to 94. That's turf history now, Aaron. I think a lot of people wondering, hey, are you going to go ahead and just run out of your own stall? You were second in the Pacific Classic last year. Bob Baffert sent out a smoke signal yesterday afternoon, letting everybody know that Nisos is coming to Del Mar to run in the Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic on August 22nd. What's the game plan with Journalism? Are you going to stay home, Aaron?
I think that remains to be seen. We just got to take our time, you know, after such an aggressive campaign last year and, you know, taking on the heavyweights the first part of this year already.
All three legs of the Triple Crown last year, Aaron.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to be able to be a little bit more judicious with his management this year. And, you know, we loved having a home game yesterday. I think we would all love to take another swing at the Pacific Classic, but it is a situation where we just got to evaluate the horse day by day and do what's best for him. We have a large fiduciary obligation to Coolmore.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got to be very methodical about the next few moves before he heads off to stud, and hopefully we hit the target when we do fire away.
Right. And the ultimate objective on the racetrack now is the Breeders' Cup Classic at Keeneland this fall. Aaron Wellman, thanks for your time. We'll stay tuned, man. Congrats. You know, he's a greatly accomplished horse, but it had been a year. He hadn't won since the Haskell a year ago. I know it's a great relief to get that dub yesterday.
No doubt about it. It's unfathomable to think that a horse of his caliber hadn't won in a year, but he took on the best of the best time and again, and certainly no shame in his form. The numbers suggested that he kept running his races. He just was running in a buzzsaw. So yesterday, I'm glad that the bridge jumpers who had their toes off on the edge got to feel him back when all was said and done. And he gave the people what they wanted, and hopefully he'll polish off this campaign with a few exclamation points.
Class prevailed yesterday. Aaron Wellman, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck with journalism.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, as advertised now, joined by a very, very busy guy this week in particular, Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning. I texted you a couple of days ago. Phenomenal advance work in the form for opening day, opening weekend. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of positive feedback. You deserve it. Great job.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. I think the highlight was the 2,700-word story about two-year-olds that we might see this summer at Del Mar. This is always the time of year where the two-year-olds begin to emerge, and hopefully there's a few good ones in that story. It was in the Friday edition of Daily Racing Form. Of course, we also had the Oceanside Stakes on opening day. I should have given a little bit more attention to a stretch-out sprinter by the name of Proletariat, who absolutely ran them off their feet. I wasn't sure if he could go two turns, but he dazzled in the Oceanside Handicap and earned a 96 buyer Proletariat. So the meet's off to a very exciting start. And, of course, you had Aaron Wellman on talking about journalism. He looked like he laid all over the field going into the race yesterday, the San Diego Handicap. But as Umberto recently suggested in the post-race interview, a lot of things can happen in horse racing, and they did. When journalism walked out of the gate, I guess he kind of leapt in the air. He got left, period, and spotted his field at least four lengths, pick a number, overcame a slow pace, a rally-wide trip, and he was able to win because he was the best horse, the class of the field. Whether, you know, the 94 buyer speed figure, it certainly wasn't the best number that he has ever run, but this is a horse who earned triple-digit figures in nine of his previous 10 starts, and he had a valid excuse for his low figure yesterday. He had an excuse to actually get beat, but it just goes to show you how good a horse that journalism is. That was an exciting race in the San Diego Handicap.
Class prevailed yesterday. You mentioned did you say 2,700-word story on a two-year-old preview for this meet, Brad?
You know what? Yeah, did I say 2,700? It's either 17 or 27.
Okay, 17. No, I probably got it wrong. But in addition to that, Brad, you previewed 10 trainers by the names of Baffert, Baltus, D'Amato, Craig Lewis, Mandela, Michael McCarthy, Mullins, O'Neill, George Papapadromo, and John Sadler. Man, that was a lot of work. A lot of questions on the white-haired guy, Bob Baffert. I noted he put out word yesterday that Nisos is coming to the Pacific Classic on August 22nd. He only had three horses entered for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Three of them were in yesterday. He ran 1-2 in a maiden race, and then Miramati was up close yesterday and just really didn't fire in the San Diego. But a lot of people wondering about Bob and his participation at this meet. You know, he's in Kentucky right now, apparently having a house built in the Louisville area. What are your thoughts on his level of participation at this meet, Brad?
Well, I think it's a little early in the season to, you know, make any assessment. It's all about the condition book with Baffert. And you know, opening day without a Baffert starter is nothing new. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Half the races at Del Mar in summer are run on grass. 47% of the grass races are on grass. Baffert doesn't have grass horses. He has dirt horses, and he has two-year-olds. And we saw a very good two-year-old filly trained by Baffert and his assistant Jimmy Barnes by the name of Holmby was very impressive yesterday, running five furlongs in 57.33. So Baffert, yeah, maybe he's based now in Kentucky, but he's going to be shipping horses out here. Nysos coming out for the Pacific Classic. He has Cornucopia nominated to the Bing Crosby. I expect he'll run. We're taking entries today. And we also take entries today, Mike, for next Saturday's races, which will include the first maiden race for two-year-olds open to colts. So I would suspect that Baffert will likely have a starter in that race. He's already got a good two-year-old horse by the name of Hughes, who we anticipate will be running in the Best Pal. Baffert is going to be active at Del Mar, perhaps not as much as in years past, but he will have a presence here, or at least his stock will be here. And, again, we saw a good one yesterday. I expect we're going to see some good ones next weekend as well.
And you know, it's red boarding after the fact, but yesterday this two-year-old filly, Holmby, by Corniche, an Indiana bred, and, boy, the day after, I mean, she's 7-2 on the line, but she pays $7. The next morning, that's looking like a pretty darn big price. That was a huge effort under Juan Hernandez's first time out. Were you there, Brad?
Yeah, I was, and I was actually surprised that she didn't go favored. You know,
right.
She had worked in company with Quattro Pass, another Baffert horse, and Baffert told my colleague Steve Anderson that Holmby was quicker, and, you know, it doesn't mean that Quattro Pass, he could not have won the race yesterday, but expectations were higher, at least from the stable, with regards to Holmby, and she was very impressive. That was a fast time. And the runner-up ran well also. So a couple of good Baffert two-year-old fillies yesterday. But that I was kind of scratching my head when they were going to the gate. What did I miss here?
I know.
Her workouts on video looked impressive. You know that Baffert two-year-olds are always ready to go. And, yeah, she paid $7. So there were some other steam horses in the race, took some play. But as often the case, the Baffert two-year-old emerged as the winner. And I'm very curious to see what happens in the maiden race that will be drawn today for next Saturday to see what kind of ammunition Baffert has.
Brad, you just hit one thing in you know, regarding the $7 mutual on Holmby, a first-time starter yesterday in the fourth race, steam horses. This is what makes part of what makes Del Mar fun. You got stories on these well-bred first-time starters. In Holmby's case, you know, Brad, they only paid $55,000 for her a year ago, facing Tipton July, and she's Indiana-bred, and man, you got a nice mutual. Anyway, congratulations.
Well, that was pretty cool. Yeah, $7 isn't a whole lot to brag about, but we'll do it anyway. Mike, there's a filly in that race that finished fourth yesterday by the name of Dash, trained by Michael McCarthy. She's a sibling to Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks winner Velocity. And if Dash had broken with the field, she was one of the horses I was referring to, the kind of steam horses.
Yeah.
Got bet to 11-1. She finished fourth. She lost by, maybe 8 lengths or so. I believe with a clean start, she could have been right there along with Holmby. But Dash ran exceptionally well in her career debut for McCarthy, and she's going to be a soon winner in one of these upcoming maiden races. So keep your eye out on Dash, who finished fourth behind Holmby yesterday.
And Brad, as you're talking, I'm again missing the newspaper. We're going to digress here for a moment. But it kind of leads me to this. You wrote for several years, Handicap, with Pasadena Star News. The next day results are no longer in those papers. They've got an early deadline now, so unfortunately. Tom Moore, who's a sports editor for all the Southern California News Group papers, he told me in a text, it breaks my heart. It's just bare bones economics. They had to go to an early deadline. Apparently, papers printed out somewhere in the Inland Empire, just like the LA Times. So there's no next day box scores anymore, no next day race charts. We do have Bob Mazursky's graded handicap for today, Brad, but it's a big hole. But I would encourage people listening, you can go to delmar.com. It's free of charge. All the results are there. And then as far as the SoCal News Group papers go, Brad, I'm sorry to have you on now talking about this, but if you go to E-Edition Orange County Register, they have the next day charts. So it's a workaround. It's nothing like, to me, I'm old, having the hard copy paper where you can make notes and everything. But it's just we were fortunate to have those results as long as we did. But like so many other things, it's a thing of the past, Brad.
Nope. Yeah, well, I miss the hard copies as well. There's nothing I've enjoyed more than, you know, having a cup of coffee and thumbing through the daily newspaper in the morning. But those days are long gone, and everything's online now. The daily racing form passport or charts, anyway, race charts, are also available at DRF.com, and those are free of charge, DRF.com. I miss the hard copy daily edition.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Mazursky's handicap is still there, so people who want to make a bet can take a look at that. So that's at least one good thing.
Yeah. I can remember, Brad, my youngest son, he's 24 now in the Navy, but when he was real little, he grabbed the paper. He said, "Hey, Dad, let's see how many games out of first the Astros are now." They were so bad then, and obviously they turned it around. But anyway, Brad, let's talk about the wagering menu at Del Mar. I know you're liking it. I mentioned in hour one, I learned something yesterday on FanDuel. Apparently, a lot of the CAW action, they tend to shy away from the higher increment bets, like the $3 late pick three, the $3 all-turf pick three, the $5 late daily double. They like to jump all over these low increment things where they can get tens of thousands of combinations. That's good news for us.
Well, it is. I think another reason that why the CAWs might steer, you know, away from those wagers is because the takeout rate in those wagers, the late double, the late pick three, the all-turf pick three, and the early pick five, the takeout percent is so low in those wagers that the CAWs, I believe, do not get the same rebates that they would get in higher takeout wagers. So that that I think is one huge reason.
That's great.
I like those. I like the low takeout wagers, and I do like the high minimum as well. I think, you know, when you're looking at these 50-cent pick threes, handicappers will get lazy, and I'm guilty. I've been guilty of it in the past myself. I'll just spread.
Yeah.
It kind of just takes the joy out of it. You just shotgun approach and hope you get lucky. I want to be in a situation where I have to take a stand, you know, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I just want to, I want a single or perhaps maybe just double. And when you're playing a $3 pick three, those wagers can get expensive in a hurry.
I know.
Unless you do take a stand. So yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, as Kurt Hoover and I have talked privately, this game wasn't built on chiselers, Brad. You got to take a stand, do the work. Yeah, it gets expensive. That's why you got to try and be right and get lucky.
Exactly.
100%. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about a race we haven't mentioned today, the San Clemente Handicap. Yesterday had a big upset. Armando Ayuso coming up the inside on Somerset West for John Sadler. Boy, that was a big upset, to put it mildly.
That was a giant upset. I have to be confessed, Mike, while the San Clemente was going on, I was right in the middle of writing my San Diego Handicap recap, so I have not had a chance to watch the replay again. But from what I have heard from people up in the press box, Armando Ayuso put up an absolutely brilliant ride. He stayed inside. He got through every step of the way. And that's how you have to ride on a 35-1 shot.
Yeah.
You're going to have any chance at all. She wasn't the best horse going in, so Ayuso needed to take a chance and save some ground, and everything broke his way, and she won going away by a half length. So a super ride by a very promising young rider. By the way, there was a feature story in the Friday edition of the
Steve Anderson.
About Armando Ayuso. He's a guy to keep your eye on. He showed why in the San Clemente that he's one of the up-and-coming jockeys. A great ride. Longest shot in the field, $73.40.
Yeah, I mean, and Steve, quoted him extensively, and the jockeys up front, hey, I want to start riding for the bigger outfits, and it won't be long. I'll just tell you that, Brad. He's too good.
With more rides like that, people are going to be taking notice. And, you know, to get into the Sadler barn, that's one step in the right direction. So congratulations to Ayuso for a fine ride on Somerset West.
And, Brad, your best bet in daily racing form today, I pointed it out earlier, comes in the fifth race. Horse by the name of Tribalism, 8-1 on the morning line.
I would love to get 8-1. Can I lock that in right now? I dare say he's probably going to get that down a little bit from there. This is a horse who was an impressive maiden winner last time out at Santa Anita. They thought highly enough of him to nominate him to the Oceanside Handicap, but this one other man came up. He's in this race. He's got a trainer who's kind of off to a little bit of a hot start so far. Mike McCarthy had three wins in open day, and then Journalism yesterday. Tribalism, a lightly raced three-year-old, first start against winners, coming in off a solid maiden win. He ran the final quarter mile in 23-2. Good, sharp final quarter at Santa Anita by this three-year-old comebacker. This is his second start back. And the thing about that I like about McCarthy trainees, they hold form and they generally improve as they as their campaign unfolds. So I expect Tribalism to take a step forward today. 8-1 would be too much to ask. I'll take half that at 4-1. But I do like Tribalism, number four, in race number five.
Okay, in race five today, and we've got 11 races overall, 2 o'clock post. Last thing, Brad, I'm so glad they went back to the 2 o'clock on Fridays. I mean, without the music after the races, it didn't make much sense. I think this is better for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I actually kind of miss those concerts, to be perfectly honest. I like those Friday afternoon, you know, musical festivals and with the young crowd out here, but they don't do that anymore at Del Mar. So back to a standard post time on Fridays. It's a good thing with no music. And hopefully they have a good meet down here. They're off to a good start, I will say that.
Brad, last thing. We talked about a couple of jocks. Joe Bravo back on the scene. He had a win yesterday with George Papapodromo. The Ageless Wonder, Mike Smith, had a winner yesterday. In your opinion, who are going to be maybe the top three guys and who's going to take the title this year?
Well, Hernandez and Rispoli are going to be, you know, going head-to-head. But Joel Rosario has been a welcome re-addition to the local colony. Of course, we talked about Armando Ayuso, Antonio Frisou, and actually Rosario, both off to a slow start the first 2 days. Big deal. I would expect it's going to come down to, you know, Juan Hernandez. He generally has the best business among most jockeys out here, but Joel Rosario, Rispoli, Berrios is going to be up there as well.
And a guy who's wanting to get things going again, Amiciel Jaramillo, Brad.
Well, when he came out here, it was during the winter meet at Santa Anita. He got, you know, tied in with Doug O'Neill stable, and O'Neill was off to such a red-hot start in the early portion of the Santa Anita winter meet, and Jaramillo was the main beneficiary as far as jockeys go, and he did not make too many mistakes. His business has tailed off a little bit. O'Neill is not as hot now as he was, you know, earlier this year. So, you know, when you're tied in with a particular stable, as he is with the O'Neill stable, his business is going to tail off a little bit. But Jaramillo is still a good jockey, good solid rider, and he'll be among the top 10, I'm sure.
Hey, Brad, loving your work in the forum. Thanks so much, and thanks for the updated buyer on Journalism. Went from an 89 to a 94. The big buyer on the day, you probably heard, a horse by the name of Knight's Bridge. Took a graded stake yesterday at Monmouth, got 122 buyer, Brad.
Well, that's a giant number. Remember, Knightsbridge has faced Journalism before and finished only three quarters of a length in front of him in the Met Mile. So I don't think that there's that big a discrepancy, a 28-point discrepancy in ability between those two. But yesterday there certainly was. That was a dazzling win by Knightsbridge and a good, solid win by Journalism in the San Diego.
Brad, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, Mike.
Okay, guy with the stopwatch joins us right now, probably getting ready for Turfworks. Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf, I believe from the fourth floor there at Del Mar. Andy, good morning. Where are you?
Exactly as you said, and yes, we are waiting on turf drills, which come up in about 17 minutes now. So, no, we're situation normal down here. We're a busy opening weekend.
And they have the cones out on the turf. We call them the dogs. Everybody's supposed to stay outside of them.
Yep, yeah. I don't even know where the dogs term came from. I will study up on that and get back to you next week, but they are up, as you said.
I don't either, but I know this, and watching Gary Stevens going back 30-plus years, he didn't pay a whole lot of attention to those dogs sometimes. He cut right inside them, and if he had one rolling, he wasn't going to go out and try and make a sharp turn. Anyway, good memories. We understand there's a very well-related first-time starter that Doug O'Neill has for Paul and Zilla Redham in the second race today at Del Mar. 5-2 on the line. Umberto Rispoli has the assignment. Number five, Phone Booth, in race two. What do you make of this field today with a bunch of two-year-old maidens?
There's a huge amount of talent in here. The O'Neill horse, Phone Booth, has trained well, very professional horse. He's had four or five gate drills, which is a little unusual, but that's kind of the par for the course these days with a lot of these trainers. It used to be kind of a pejorative if you saw a first-time starter with a lot of gate drills, but post-Baffert, who gates everybody, everybody just kind of followed along. So this is not a, this is not the black mark it used to be against a first-time starter. The Craig Lewis worked with a horse called Golden Club, who won yesterday and paid $15 in the second race. It was slightly second best, but that puts him there. It's a very kind of, you know, your basic cowbird field. I think Phone Booth's got a big shot in here. So who is he bred to? Who is he related to? I didn't even know that.
The winner, the second-time starter for Antonio Garcia yesterday.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. The Redham homebred.
Yes. Yeah. No, that was a nice win. Everybody knew it. It was straight $3. But yeah, the horse fits in here. Absolutely. I could see it. You know, there's a Peter Miller, San Luis Rey horse. Looks like he's got decent drills.
Southwest Sun.
So,
yeah.
I don't have a huge amount of giant insight into it, to be honest with you. So that's my okay. Thumbnail sketch.
The Craig Lewis trainee you referenced, that's number two, No Limit, by Clubhouse, right out of an Uncle Mo Mare. Rainmaker Racing homebred, and again, Craig Lewis, trainer Antonio Fresu, with the call. Who's your best bet for radio this morning, Andy?
So this is the eighth race on the card, 5.5 furlongs on the dirt, and there's a second-time starter in here, the number six horse, Here on Business, is also a first-time gelding for the Dean Pedersen barn. This is a horse that's always shown a lot of ability. He's a funny horse. In the flats, he switches leads on cue. Foster was terrific. I had a 46-1 and galloped out in 58 and something or other. And they look really good. His gate drills, he doesn't switch on the gallop. It's an odd thing. He beats everybody, and then in the lane, he decides not to switch. I'm going to take the positive side with all the flats he switches. So Here on Business in here is 5-1 on the morning line. And I've shown a little bit of greenness, but a lot of talent. So second time out with the gelding, which may be the key here. Race number 8, number 6, Here on Business.
Okay, race 8 of 11 goes at 5:40 Pacific. Andy, man, thank you so much for your expertise. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the morning and the afternoon down there at Del Mar. How can they find your stuff at nationalturf.com? What's there?
I reported all the horses. I'm also on Brisnet.com and Twinspires.com if you're a member of one of those places to get individual cards. Mm-hmm. So in all those places, it's the same report, just, grades. Scott had reported all the horses that are on these voluminous cards at Del Mar.
Andy, have a great day. Appreciate it.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to step aside. Coming back strong, Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, Jonathan Hardoon, take two. It's all straight ahead right here on Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. How high in the triple digits are you guys hitting today?
We're getting a little bit of monsoon weather here. I think we're about maybe 105 or so with a little bit of humidity. We're going through some cloudiness, you know, no heavy, not the highest temperatures, but a little bit of humidity makes it feel just as hot. I think we're going to catch a little bit of rain. In the last few years, we've gotten almost no rain in the monsoon season.
Is that right?
So we need it. I think Lake Mead is about I don't even want to go there.
It's not good.
How badly, you know, we're water starved here in Las Vegas.
But their issue is the snowpack in the Rockies.
That's
where they're hurting, you know. And when you get rain in Vegas, it doesn't take that much. And I've seen those cars floating down the Las Vegas Strip. It doesn't take much.
It's no longer called the Imperial Palace. Do you remember that hotel?
Yeah.
They had sort of... It wasn't
across from Caesars.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's called the Link now. Anyway, they had a parking lot. It wasn't quite underground, but you went a little below... ground level. Mike, when it rained, it flooded that particular parking lot every time. So, yeah, it could rain fast and hard here, but it's rare, put it that way.
Well, let's make some money. I know you like to go out of town for your first selection. Where is that going to be? Ellis Park, Saratoga? Well, where are you going?
Take a look at Saratoga. A really cool race today is the ninth race, the Quick Call.
5.5 furlongs, grade 3, on the grass. And a horse that drew in off the also eligible list is very intriguing. The name of the horse is El Magnati. This is a Mark Cassie shipper from Woodbine. It's won both of its starts sprinting. Mike, you've got to go back and watch May 17. Remember earlier in the year we were talking about Crude Velocity's maiden win with all the trouble, and we knew he was a stone runner. It was a miraculous win. This one might be just as impressive if you go back. He got out of the gate very poorly, was looming up on the turn. Mike, he stumbled so bad, he clipped heels. It looked like he was going to go down. That's on the far turn of a 5.5 furlong race. Miraculously, he recovered. Not only did he win, he won easily by 3 lengths. He came back and he destroyed an allowance field at 6.5 furlongs. Look who climbs aboard today. We got Irad Ortiz. Yes, he's trying grass for the first time, but I think this horse has tremendous talent, and I think he can maybe sit just off what appears to be a pretty quick pace. So let's go with the horse that drew in race 9, number 13, El Magnati, which I believe means the tycoon in Spanish, if I'm not mistaken, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
And, you know, he's been a short number in his 2 starts up at Woodbine on synthetic. Most recently, even the one, as you said, he overcame the trouble. And IRAD's agent, obviously well aware of that. Bruce says it's number 13, Magnante, in the 9th today at Saratoga. Come on out to Del Mar, Bruce.
How about the third race? Let's stay sprinting on the grass here, Mike. The third race, look, 5 furlongs on the grass at Del Mar is a much different animal than the type of turf sprints we have at Santa Anita. It's much more speed favoring. It's shorter. And I want a horse that can really handle the 5/8. And in the third race, the 2 Flyover has never been better. Comes off consecutive stakes wins at Santa Anita. He beat a big favorite down the hill by the name of Mana Rose, who's a stone runner for the Mullins barn. Here's the good news, Mike. During the fall meet, this horse won 2 races at this 5 furlong distance, and one of which he laid second in the race. I think when he's set down, he's quicker than the other speed. He draws inside. Looks like Sadler has been pointing for this meeting. These are conditions this horse really loves. Race 3, the 2 Flyover, 6-1 on the morning line. I'm going to question that. I don't see that at all. I think we'll get in the $7 or $8 range, and I'll take that too.
Interesting. And this is a 5-year-old complete horse, in other words, not gelded, won 6 of his 11 starts. So Sadler been very judicious with him, and he goes to his main man today, Joel Rosario. Antonio Fresu won the last 2 races on him, but you go to Rosario today, boy, 6-1. I agree with you, Bruce. I think that's a little bit generous.
It really is. I mean, I know the public will definitely bet Notorious, Mike. We know that, right? I think past Notorious, I would not be surprised if Flyover goes second favorite in this race. So, I mean, that looks a bit high.
And tell us about BetOnBruce.com. What are you covering these days?
Full card analysis at Del Mar with audio. Also, the last 6 races of the day at Saratoga. Audio is included. We also have best bets today at Del Mar with audio. All at BetOnBruce.
Bruce, thanks so much. Good luck and stay cool up there.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. And now we say hello to Bob Mazursky, I believe, from West Covina this morning, although he may be at Del Mar. Bob, good morning. Where are you?
I'm at home, so no Del Mar for me.
I was happy to see your graded handicap. I get the Tribune, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, where I live. I got to say, though, Bob, I was disappointed. I thought they would have had the opening day results in the home-delivered paper, but they're not there. So it's just, it continues to be very disappointing.
No, absolutely. It's unfortunate. But as you said earlier on the show, it's just a sign of the times. Things
yeah.
just changed from what we were used to as younger people.
Yeah, no question. Well, hey, look, Bob, where do you want to go for the radio this morning?
I'm going to go to the 6th race today. I like number 10, Beneficial. He was claimed by Jeff Mullins out of a maiden win. Comes back in a spot where he can't be claimed. I love that. You know, they're protecting him. Jeff Mullins and Palfrey had the big win on opening day with Proletariat, so I'm hoping they can come right back here. number 10 and race 6, Beneficial, listed at 7-2.
Okay, and again, that one's at 5.5 furlongs. Post time for that, 4:40 Pacific. And, Bob, you're watching on FanDuel, I would imagine, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fortunate we've got it for this meet, and we'll have it again in the fall with the Crosby meet, and then some big adjustments next year.
Well, absolutely. But, no, it's good to still have it, and it's they do a good job.
Bob, thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky here. That was number 10, Beneficial, in race 6. Going to be your best bet. Have a great day, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Good luck.
Okay, we'll go ahead and hit this break on time. Before we step aside, though, want to just once again let everybody know what a great place it is to go to the Derby Room out at Fairplex Park, folks. They treat the customer right. It's well-managed. A very tight food and beverage presentation, reasonable prices, and you're not going to wait. You need a beer, boom, it's there. And I got to say, the food is outstanding. They put enough live tellers on, a ton of self-serve machines, free parking and admission every single racing day at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And if you get out there, I don't know if Pete Perella is going to be there today, but he's probably at Del Mar. I want to wish Pete and Ev all the best, along with John Sadler, Legacy Ranch. Sammy Davis in race 5 today, 5-1 on the morning line, comes in as a fresh horse, going a mile on turf and an A other than allowance, $81,000 purse. This horse been idle now since April 4th when he ran a sixth in the Echo Eddie. Joel Rosario takes over for the first time today. Post time for race 5 at 4:10. Sammy Davis, got to have a big look here at 5-1 from the rail. Going to take quick time out, coming back strong. Final segment from South Florida, it'll be Toby Callett. And then we go to upstate New York, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Dudok Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Throwback Los Angeles. And again, my sincere thanks to Elliot Kams and the one and only Chris Monreal for making things happen inside here. And a special shout out to downtown Dave Calloway getting ready for Angels baseball. Let's go ahead and get to South Florida as advertised. Say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Is there any truth to the rumor that that bumper music was about you?
Oh, gosh. No, you got me stammering. No, negative.
Okay.
I didn't even have to take the fifth on that. Absolutely not. No.
Well, you could. I think you'd either laugh or take a couple of deep breaths, one or the other.
All right, let's get to it, Toby. Oh man, 10 of them at Gulfstream today. Are you going to stay there? Or are you going someplace else?
I'll stay there for today and probably look to come out your way. The eighth race today, you know, years back, I gave Gulfstream Summer the name of Calder Stream because it was Calder, but just run at Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
And at Calder Stream, you don't often see $1 million purchase show up, or $1 million yearling show up in the entries. And in today's eighth race, Safi Joseph has the sixth Mediterranean Sea, who cost $1 million. Looks to me, based on the work tab, open outside post because the seven Travolta is out, that Mediterranean Sea should just go about his business. He unveiled one that cost about half that much yesterday, who was pretty impressive. Behind the six Mediterranean Sea, we're going to look at the two Happy Memories, the five Irish Adieu, and the one Al Loud. That's 6251. We're going to have a whole lot of fun, at least observing today's eighth at Gulfstream.
Post time for race eight at 4:12 Eastern. Toby, always a pleasure, a lot of fun. No more tough questions.
Okay, I promise.
All right, thank you. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon, way up the road there in Saratoga Springs, where the weather is Chamber of Commerce, we're told, but I should have asked you the first time we talked, John. Main track going to be fast going in today? What do you think?
Yeah, there's certainly going to be some moisture in it with all the water they had yesterday, but it dries out quick here. And the turf course, they're calling good to start. They haven't had rain here in a while, so it actually helped. Unfortunately, it was during the card yesterday. When it rains at night, it's a lot better, but that wasn't the situation.
I understand. And the turf is going to start out soft, and we had Matt DeSantis on earlier. He thought it could be upgraded through the afternoon, possibly.
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, they have two turf courses here, and they both dry out pretty quickly. They have a good drainage system.
John, 11 of them today. at Del Mar, 2 o'clock post time. And we've got our main event today is the Wicker. Looks like a good betting race. That's going to go as race number 9 on the card. Where do you want to go for radio?
Well, we're going to look at the 11th and final today, Mike. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I like a price play in here. I like the number 7 horse, Ah Geez. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Doug O'Neill barn, Amicia Jaramillo aboard to ride. Interesting thing about this horse, Mike, is he's 3-for-31 lifetime. However, he's 2-for-11 at Del Mar. Both of those two wins came on the grass. Goes back on the, well, he's been on the grass, but he returns to Del Mar where he does his best running. He's listed at 8-to-1 on the morning line. You guys were talking about Jaramillo off to a bit of a slow start. Well, he'll turn things around. I got faith in him. 8-to-1 on the morning line, number 7. Ah, geez. Upsets and wins today's 11th and final out at Del Mar.
Well, I know a great guy who heads up Great Friend Stables is sure hoping you're right. His name is Craig Dado, the marketing guy at Del Mar for a lot of years. And, boy, we miss him down there, to put it mildly. Sure hope to see Craig and company in the winner's circle with number 7, Ah, geez, in the 11th and final today at Del Mar. Post time for that, 7:10. John, that's getting kind of late there in Saratoga.
Yeah, well, they did us a break, Mike. On Fridays, they're starting at 2 o'clock your time. They used to start at 7 o'clock our time. We weren't done till midnight, so they gave us a break. It's at 2 o'clock the whole meet. Let's keep it that way. We'll deal with it.
Yeah. And John, I want to get back to Saratoga. I saw a little interview with, I think it was George Weaver yesterday on FanDuel. Jonathan Kinchin was out on George's boat with him, and he usually interviews guys in a golf cart going around the stable area, but had Weaver in the boat and said how much he liked it up there and everything. John, does anybody do any serious fishing on that lake there? It's right near the racetrack, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, they don't. I mean, they have some. You see some people fishing, but mostly it's all people on boats. They're water skiing. It's a great lake. It goes all around Saratoga.
Right.
And it leads into other lakes. Just a beautiful. It's really beautiful, Mike. And Weaver has a terrific boat out here, and I'm sure he takes it up to Lake George. That's like about a half hour away drive, and that lake's even, you know, really huge. And
yeah,
it's a beautiful area. It really is.
And what's the foot traffic looking like this year compared to others? Is it as busy, John?
Well, officially, opening day would have been on Friday. You know, they added those extra 2 weeks this year because of Belmont, the construction and everything going on. It's definitely picking up. The first 2 weeks were a little slower than usual. Mm-hmm. Again, it's new. You know, they added 2 weeks. Hopefully next year they go back to the way it was. You know, sometimes it's overkill and sometimes it's too much, and it's really expensive up here, Mike, you know, during the racing season. So people are cutting back. Times are tough. What could I tell you?
Yeah, and John, Saratoga, like Del Mar for so many years, ran 6 days. You know,
exactly. We
would run Wednesday through Monday.
5 weeks, and that was it, right. We're going to add Wednesdays. I think not this week, starting next week, they're going to go include Wednesday and only have Monday and Tuesday off. But Gulfstream did a smart thing, Mike. Last week was the first time they ran on Monday.
Right.
And it was a major success. And they're going to continue it, I think, for 12 more Mondays, whatever it is. So it gives people an extra day of not having time off and doing, you know, if you like racing, well, Gulfstream's certainly a viable option.
And from their standpoint, they're not competing with the big dogs.
Exactly. You're up against Parks and you're up against Finger Lakes. I mean, people are going to obviously opt for the better racing and pick Gulfstream.
Right.
Like they did last week. Yeah.
Well, John says race 11 at Del Mar. Let's get lucky with the 7 odd G's. Post time is at 7:10 Pacific. JONHARDOON.com. And talk about, first of all, the Gulfstream stuff. Is that up for tomorrow?
Yeah, Gulfstream stuff is up already for tomorrow, and every day we have Saratoga and Del Mar, obviously, when they run. JONHARDOON.com. The three best plays is $10. Full card is $25.
Last question. I asked Brad Free about the jockey situation at Del Mar. Ask you about Saratoga. I read Ortiz jumping into the pool a little bit late here, but he's getting busy. Who's going to be leading rider at Saratoga this year?
it's amazing because you got the three big guys. You got the Ortiz brothers and Flavian Pratt, and Irod gave both his brother and Pratt about a 14 or 15 race lead. They had 14 and 15 races, but believe me, you're going to see him come flying at the end. He's not going to give it up so easily. Those are the three big guns, and I would like to be the Ortiz brothers' agent. Could you imagine? He's got both Ortiz brothers, the same agent, making a good living, I guess.
Those guys are hitting more home runs than Hank and Tommy Aaron. Of course, Tommy didn't hit too many. He didn't have to. But anyway, John, last thing I want to ask you about, just get your opinion. We talked about Knightsbridge, got a massive 122 buyer and taking a graded stake at a mile and one-eighth in the slop yesterday at Monmouth Park. Would you say he's a very short price to go ahead and stay in his lane and run in the dirt mile and not think about the Classic?
I would think so. Not only that, look at Bill Mott. He's got a real problem. What's his problem? He's got Sovereignty, he's got Baeza, and he's got Knightsbridge. I mean, he's going to do everything not to put these guys against each other, but last time he had to run Sovereignty and Baeza against each other, so I'm sure he's going to try to keep Knightsbridge at a mile. And I think that's probably his best distance anyway.
No question. Hey, John, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And, folks, hope you enjoyed the show. We enjoyed being with you. Have a great day and week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
All defensive wing Lou Dort to the Hawks and sends 3 second-round picks to Oklahoma City. Also, former top overall pick Zach Risichet heading to Dallas, and Ryan Nemhard is going to Atlanta, reports ESPN's Shyam Charania. The highly anticipated